You are listening to Fees Always Wins, a financial podcast.
What's a rip?
A rip, commission. That's why we work here.
We make huge rips.
No, I still don't know how it works.
But you and me, the brokers, we're taking home cold hard cash to be a commission.
Right.
No matter whether our clients make money or lose money, Duke and Duke get the commissions.
The only thing we don't know is your fee.
My fee
is free market. And you're part of it. Yeah.
The Fear Index. Listed symbol VIX, the VIX is a measure of the current price of index options traded on the S&P 500, a Chicago Board Options Exchange tool, short CBOE. Proposed originally by Menachem Brenner and Dan Galey in 1986, modern development is attributed to Robert Whaley in 1992 when he was tasked by the Chicago Board of Operations Exchange to develop a tradable volatility instrument based on the index prices. Whaley computed a data series of retrospective daily VIX levels from January 1986 and onward. The CBOE began to publish real-time VIX data in 1993. So, what is the VIX? The VIX is a volatility of variance swaps and not that of volatility swaps. A variance swap is the measurement of puts and calls, which in its most simplistic form is known as buy and sell requests for individual shares. VIX is quoted as a percentage. Example volatility is 68%. That is the VIX measurement. It's tradable in a series of ETFs and ETNs. Referencing back to our early episodes, ETFs are exchange tradable funds. They can be identified through your brokerage as VXX, VXXB, VIXY, VIXM, in addition to 11 other symbols that are readily available through an internet search. ETFs have the structure which include fees and calculations that don't necessarily mimic the underlying value that they are trying to emulate. ETNs, on the other hand, are exchange tradable notes, which are we have not previously discussed on the show. An ETN is more like a bond. It's an unsecured debt note issued by an institution. Unlike the ETF, the underwriting institution does not usually maintain the ownership of the asset reflected in the performance of the ETF. As a result, the ETN is a much riskier investment. When researching the volatility measurement, as you realize, the measurement of volatility is not looked upon on a real day-to-day basis. It's based on the expectations of traders throughout that day, week, or year. The S&P 500 has done the opposite of what's traditionally been defined as volatility, climbing from 676.53 in March 2009 to an all-time high of 2,872.87 earlier this year. While there are multiple reasons for the upward move in the S&P 500, decreased volatility is one of them. People will purchase VIX calls if they believe the stock market, as represented by the S&P 500, will show increase in implied volatility in their options. Common criticism as the VIX is that it's an inappropriate vehicle for customers to manage and speculate on volatility. Stagnant market environments, the VIX tends to overvalue variances as volatility and does not directly reflect market expectations, but measures the actions of the market on a particular day without nuance. One of the things I've realized in the last week as I've been researching VIX and going back and looking at the one month, 3 month, 1 year charts is the correlation with cryptocurrency. Actually, in an article or an announcement by Deutsche Bank, global financial strategist Masao Meraki, Hiroshi Tori, Tao Zhu on January 21st, 2018, indicated that there's a growing relationship between the price of Bitcoin and the VIX. the volatility index, colloquially known as the Wall Street's Fear Index. The first week of June, cryptocurrency markets have had to respond to new federal regulations. The market fluctuations have been relatively modest compared to past weeks. Less crypto exchanges resulting from the increase of compliance costs, which is now a requirement by the SEC, will contribute to more oversight in the digital market. One of the things that I realized this week, this was the first time I stepped my toes in cryptocurrency. And with not a full understanding of the environment or the investing strategies that's necessary to exceed in cryptocurrency, I made a mistake underestimating the many markets that cryptocurrency is traded on. As one was hacked this weekend or on Friday and lost $50 million of cryptocurrency. As a result, the lack of confidence or the lost confidence in cryptocurrency is affecting the market inversely, or there's now no correlation between the index fear models like the VIX or any other measurements, as it's responding to people pulling their money out or taking losses, and that lack of confidence now in the security of people's money that cryptocurrency has been sold as. So that'll be interesting going forward of the multiple options, because before this episode, I probably would have said maybe this is our opportunity to get into cryptocurrency and engage in the discussion about the investing a lot more. After this weekend, that will not be my cause of action, and now I have to hold on to the coins that I've purchased, hoping that it makes it back to that point so I can get my money back. That'll be interesting, something I have to wait for, but this is investing. There is a chance I would lose money, but with the secure investments that we select every week, the 8 investments that we have, that index is up over 7.5%. And part of that isn't due to just our selection, but probably due to the regulatory oversight that these companies have a much harder barrier to cross in terms of business processes and operating procedures so that investors can be protected. I say that at the same time, Yahoo's been hacked before they were purchased by Alibaba, after they were purchased by Alibaba. Target, Home Depot, all these companies have been skimmed. Our customer information has been lost, as well as Equifax. It really hasn't changed the regulatory nature of that. In fact, that's been destabilized in the last couple of weeks, and it really hasn't affected those stocks. So we'll see how long it takes for the cryptocurrency market to recover from this loss of trust. And maybe it is a volatility indicator that now, instead of people trying to move their money out of the market when it's feeling volatile, they'll be moving it in because there is fear on the cryptocurrency markets. This has been Chris of Fees Always Win Investment Club, where it's just not a name, it's an insight. Good day, good night, good week. Like us on Facebook, leave a review on iTunes. Email us at feesalwayswin@gmail.com. We'd be interested to know your thoughts about the topics we've discussed today, as well as any strategies that you may have. If you have insights that you want to share on air, leave us a message, whether by email or by phone. We do have the technology to play it. Phone number is 281-645-9205. Email us feesalwayswin@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the show do not reflect the thoughts of our respective employers, family, or podcast network. We are not licensed by the FTC or SEC. Before acting on information on the website or from the show, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstance and seek advice from your own financial or investment advisor.